Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Darren Boy, and in this show we are going to discuss how to optimize your website as a project management consultant. To learn more about me and my background, please be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box. All right, let's get started. Well, as a project management consultant myself for the last 2 years, I found it increasingly important not only to have very effective website design, but also for potential clients to be able to find your website in the through Google. Getting on the first page of Google, I've learned, is an ongoing and top priority for every website owner to aspire for and maintain, which can be almost an impossible task without the correct know-how. In some ways, it is even possible to have your site blacklisted by Google, even by doing something you have believed was perfectly innocent. But the Google robots, or bots, so to speak, evaluate otherwise. So it's really important as a project management consultant for people to be able to find your site, understand the content, and just be there at the top of the listing. For the last 10 years, I've worked with website development, and currently I provide website design solutions, research, and project management. As this is a project management radio course, which I provided, ensuring effective project management for the real world, I'll focus this radio show particularly on project management itself. So really the first thing that you need to obviously have is an existing website. This is really important to have a website design which really reflects the current type of services which you provide. So it's really important to have something clean, concise, very informational content and things like that, and really avoid any particularly personal elements to it. Really keep it focused on the services which you can provide. So once you have a website and you're giving the right kind of message on the internet, in order to track the users and know how many users are going to your site, where they're coming from, for example, there's an excellent tool which can be used, made by Google, called Google Analytics. Google Analytics is a tool which allows you to go into your site and check the user and visitor statistics every day, just to see how many people have visited your site, which country they've come from, what keywords they've typed in, for example, which is something really important. In order to do this, just Google Google Analytics, set up an account using any type of email really, and then all you have to do is copy and paste some code in the bottom of your website. There's a little bit more to it than that, but it really basically can be done by anyone. I don't need to really to go over it in this radio show. What's important is that you put the same kind of a code which they give to you, called urchin.js, in every page that you want to track. This is a very important thing. In understanding Google Analytics, there's many things that it has. You'll be inundated with data. Things like visitor rates, bounce rates, page views, traffic sources, content overviews, tracking visitor percentages. What's really important when you're really first starting out is your visitor rates, your bounce rates, page views, and what kind of keywords they're coming from, and also what countries they're coming from. They're really the main important things. Obviously, to increase that, we need to go through some search engine optimization techniques, which are also what I'll go through now. So really, the first part of optimizing your website in becoming an effective project management consultant, a successful one, a very busy one, for clients to potentially find your services on Google, one of the most important things is to is to select the right keywords. Keywords are keywords which reflect your services. So for example, if you run a carpentry business, you need to have carpentry in your website. You need to know what types of carpentry you do. If you run a kitchen installation business, or if you run a project management consultant, you need to have things like what kind of service you provide. So things like project management techniques, change management, if you're Prince 2 certified, Prince 2 project management, PMP project management, all these would be your keywords. In order to make it easier, also there's even a Google Keyword Selector tool, which basically analyzes your site, looks at the kind of content you have, and then also provides keyword idea. Again, this can be found by typing Google Keyword Selector tool in Google, of course, and then really entering your site URL address. It's very useful. I highly recommend it. However, as important as selecting the right keywords as selecting the wrong keywords, there's certain keywords which you can include in your site which can actually have a detrimental to people finding your site and recruiting you and having you as their project management consultant. These are words like very, very popular words, for example. So if you have something like USA in your keywords, if you have something like Google in your keywords, then what you're actually doing is you're putting your website up against google.com, up against maybe sites like USA Today, any other like very, very popular sites, which you'll basically get squashed and no one will be able to see. So it's really, another really important thing is that you localize your services. And even if you are based in a particular region or you provide services all around Europe, if you're based in London or if you're based in Paris, then you need to put project management Paris, project management London, Prince 2 project management London, Prince 2 project management Paris. So you get the general idea. So this basically localizes you within the Paris. And plus, if you live in Paris, it's advantageous if you obviously work in Paris. So that's keywords. So it's really important to strategize and get the right keywords on your website. To insert keywords on your website, then yeah, it's something which you can do if you're familiar with editing websites and HTML files. You can do it yourself, really. There's many things on the internet. All it really involves is adding just a few words at the beginning of your website, which really can be edited using just a simple notepad tool and using Windows and then uploading it to your site. It's really as simple as that. Obviously check the tutorials online, but it is a very, very simple thing. You shouldn't really have to go to a website designer in order to add keywords to your site. See, you need to have your own access to your website. You need to be able to upload things to your website and replace things on your website in order to do this also. Another important fact also for potential clients finding you as a project manager is the content you have. The content is another extremely important thing which can really determine whether people find you or not. Your content needs to reflect your keywords. So whatever you do, if you provide Prince 2 project management, if you provide PMP project management, then your content needs to reflect this. It also is advantageous also if it can somehow reflect your URL. That might have also a beneficial effect when Google is searching, or when clients are searching using Google for project management consultants. Also within the design, another important part of the content is using something called calls to action. These are elements within your actual design, for example, and calling people to down a pathway of your website to make them use it the way you want them to use it. An example of this would be something like register to receive our newsletter, give me a call, contact me now. Trying to get users to click them down a particular pathway of your website. With effective calls to action, you can turn visitors into business. With effective calls to action on your website, place in strategic places and emphasized in parts of your website, this can turn those visitors which you see in Google Analytics into business and potential clients and more profit for you as a project management consultant. Another important thing also to add with the content is to avoid what Google calls as black hat. These are particular methods which some people use in the design, some people use in their content to try and get their website towards higher rankings. A perfect example of this is having text in your website the same color as the background. So users don't see it, but then when a Google search engine looks for it, it checks the content. This obviously doesn't make sense as well. It's unsure why people do it, purely because if you're putting keywords like that in your content, like popular keywords in your content, then obviously you're putting your website up against the big boys, if you like, and you'll get, and it will actually have a detrimental effect on your search engine rankings. So keywords is important, content is important, website design is also extremely important. As we said previously, having the right website design which suits your type of business, the type of project management services you provide, is important. Having the logos of the prints too, if you can, having the PMP logos in the right places, and for example, don't give too much content as well. Use graphical images if you can, and try and reflect what you think the type of organizational culture which you're going to be working with. So to recap, install Google Analytics on your website, simple as that. Optimize your website using Google Website Optimizer also, which is also very important. Concentrate on your keywords. Again, also concentrating your keywords is an ongoing thing. So checking the keywords which people are typing in, going to your site and optimizing it later. And then of course, getting the right content, making the content exactly to the type of content which the services you're going to provide. In the next part of this, actually, we're going to do social networking sites, things like Facebook. We're going to talk about Google AdWords, Bing, Yahoo webmaster tools as well, and understanding Google personalization and intelligence. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio archive for Darren Boy. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune into the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com.